Texas electricity rates rise in summer because ERCOT's wholesale energy market prices surge when heat-driven air conditioning demand pushes the grid toward its limits. That wholesale cost eventually reaches retail bills, but how much depends on the type of plan a household holds. Understanding the mechanism makes it possible to respond with something more targeted than frustration. Why summer sends wholesale prices up? ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, operates a competitive wholesale electricity market where prices clear every 15 minutes based on what it costs to satisfy demand at that exact moment. In July and August, demand is unlike any other time of year. ERCOT recorded a peak demand of 85,508 megawatts on August 10, 2023, a figure that dwarfs winter peaks and reflects the scale of simultaneous air conditioning across the state. ERCOT, 2023 operational data. When demand rises toward the grid's capacity, generators with higher operating costs enter the market. Fast start natural gas peaker plants, which sit idle most of the year and carry a premium to operate, set the clearing price for all electricity sold in that interval. During extreme heat, short-interval wholesale prices can spike from a typical range of $20 to $100 per megawatt hours, to several hundred or several thousand dollars per megawatt hour. The Public Utility Commission of Texas, PUCT, caps the energy-only offer at $5,000 per megawatt hour, which equals 0.50% per kilowatt hour, to limit market manipulation. Even brief intervals near that cap raise the average cost a retail provider pays over a summer month, and that cost is eventually reflected in what households pay. How wholesale costs reach your bill. Retail electricity providers buy power from the ERCOT wholesale market, then sell it to households at a fixed or variable retail rate. The path from wholesale market to monthly bill depends entirely on the plan type. Fixed-rate plans lock in a single energy charge in cents per kilowatt hour for the plan term, typically 6, 12, or 24 months. The provider has already absorbed summer risk through forward contracts or by building a risk premium into the rate. The household sees no price change when July arrives, regardless of what happens in the wholesale market. Variable rate plans are repriced monthly. When ERCOT's average wholesale price rises in summer, the provider passes most of that increase along. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported that Texas residential variable rate customers paid, on average, 2 to 4 cents per kilowatt hour more in July and August than in spring months during recent billing cycles. EIA, Electric Power Monthly, 2025. Index-based plans carry the most exposure. These track real-time or day-ahead ERCOT prices directly. During a heat emergency, a household on an index plan can face rates that are multiples of the annual average for the hours the grid is most stressed. The peak hour effect. ERCOT's highest cost intervals cluster in a predictable window, weekday afternoons from roughly 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Time, when outdoor temperatures peak and commercial buildings, businesses, and homes are simultaneously cooling. All of ERCOT's top 10 demand hours in 2023 fell in July and August. During several of those intervals, the real-time locational marginal price for the Houston load zone exceeded $1,000 per megawatt hour, ERCOT 2023 operational data. Many retail plans now include time-of-use pricing, free nights, or free weekends, specifically because of this demand shape. On those plans running large loads such as dishwashers, laundry, electric vehicle charging, and pool pumps during afternoon hours in summer cost significantly more than the same usage at 10 p.m. or 6 a.m. July and August are the critical months. Within summer, July and August carry the highest risk. ERCOT's historical load data show that roughly 70% of the grid's top demand hours fall in those 2 months. ERCOT historical load data. The reasons are cumulative. Weeks of sustained heat prevent buildings from cooling overnight, reducing the buffer available each morning. School schedules also keep more people at home during afternoon hours. June and September are transitional months. Rates on variable plans are elevated relative to winter and spring, but rarely reach midsummer extremes. Households whose fixed contracts expire in June often face a harder renewal market because providers price new 12-month terms partly on the summer forward curve, which peaks in late spring. What the annual average hides. The EIA reports the Texas average residential retail rate at approximately 12.4 cents per kilowatt hour for 2024. EIA, Electric Power Monthly 2025. That figure is an annual statewide average, and it masks significant seasonal variation. A household on a variable plan might pay 10 cents per kilowatt hour in March, 11 cents in May, 14 cents in July, and 15 cents in August, then fall back to 10 cents in October. The annual average lands near 12 cents, but summer combines the highest unit cost with the highest consumption. Air conditioning load in a 2,000-square-foot Texas home commonly runs 1,800 to 2,200 kilowatt-hours in July, compared with 800 to 1,000 kilowatt-hours in a mild spring month. PUCT Residential Load Research. At 15 cents per kilowatt-hour, 2,000 kilowatt-hours produces a $300 energy charge. At 10 cents on 900 kilowatt-hours, the charge is $90. The rate difference alone is 50%. The bill difference exceeds 200%. This is why summer electricity bills feel disproportionately high, even to households that have shopped carefully. The unit rate rises at the same time usage rises, compounding the effect. When to switch and when to wait. Summer is not the best time to sign a new electricity contract if the goal is a low fixed rate. Providers price new plans to cover their cost of serving that customer through the most expensive months. A 12-month contract signed in July 2026 carries a forward premium for the August 2026 period that is already priced in at signing. The historically lower cost windows for locking in a new fixed rate are late fall and winter, when the ERCOT forward curve softens. Households whose contracts expire in June or July face a harder market and should compare plan offers carefully rather than accepting a provider's renewal offer, which often carries a convenience premium above market. Households already locked into a fixed rate through summer have little reason to switch mid-term. Unless the existing plan carries no early termination fee, breaking a fixed contract to chase a marginally lower rate rarely saves money once termination costs are counted. Households currently on month-to-month or variable plans with summer approaching are in a different position. Locking into a fixed 12-month plan before July, even at a slight premium to the current variable rate, provides certainty against the most volatile months. Whether that trade is worth making depends on the spread between the fixed offer and the current variable rate, and on the household's tolerance for bill variability. The one thing that reliably lowers a summer bill. Rate shopping matters, but load control matters more in July and August. ERCOT estimates that a 1% reduction in peak demand during a stressed grid event reduces wholesale prices by approximately 3-5% for all market participants. ERCOT Demand Response Overview. On a household level, setting the thermostat to 78 degrees Fahrenheit instead of 72 during afternoon hours can reduce cooling load by 15-20%. Providers including Reliant Energy, TXU Energy, and Gexa Energy offer demand response programs that provide bill credits in exchange for reducing usage during designated peak events. These programs, often paired with smart thermostats, are worth evaluating before summer begins. The credit structures vary, but the principle is consistent. Reduce usage during the grid's most expensive hours and receive a credit that offsets part of the summer bill. Summer electricity bills in Texas are higher because ERCOT is a price-responsive market, and Texas summers generate the highest demand of any season. Understanding the fixed versus variable exposure, the peak hour window, and the usage multiplier effect helps households make contract and usage decisions based on actual cost risk rather than the annual average rate alone.